BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily. We're in for Grimmy this week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. On today's podcast, huge news, and I mean huge, about Ed Sheeran. Tickets to give away for any NFL game of your choice in London on the Jan Slam. People who take first dates to the same place every single time, including Sam McTrusty from Twin Atlantic. He's got a story about that too, ahead of his live lounge today. And you get to hear Greg James's amazing Mark Owen from Take That Impression. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Oh, hello. Good morning to you. Thank you, Adele. Sounding great today, wasn't she?
Yeah, really good.
So much energy in there. Although I do worry that eventual lack of sleep will get to her. This was on the show this morning.
We have something brilliant for you next. Oh, one more question. Do you like peanut-shaped balls?
See, what's happening there, Chris, is she's getting people to listen longer through the show by by teasing that.
Just tempting with that kind of that kind of image.
Yeah. Do you like peanut-shaped balls? I'll tell you if I do, in 10 songs' time.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing there. Thank you, Adele. I love you. Bit stressed today. I'm getting news in that something really big is happening on this show tomorrow. Now, I know all DJs say that, but it's big. And it's something where I need to... I know it's radio, but I need to look good as well because there's going to be all cameras on us tomorrow.
Yeah, and for the last 2 weeks, you've been toothless.
Yes, I have. Over Christmas, one of the front teeth popped off. And it's been like this for days now. And my dentist has not been able to fit me in.
It's blown my mind what's happening with your teeth, because I don't fully understand why you've got a tooth missing, but you've told me there's going to be a new one put back in.
Yes. I had to call my dentist last night when I was getting news that this was happening and go, please, can you fit me in today? So I think I'm on today, and he's going to cement it back in for me and hope it doesn't pop off during tomorrow's show.
But if not, and I kind of hope in a way it doesn't come back, you will be Pirate Mills tomorrow.
Right, okay, I do look like a pirate.
Captain Mills.
Yeah, and this always seems to happen when really important events happen on Radio 1. Do you remember I had that massive spot on my head from something that bit me in Vietnam?
The bot fly.
Yeah, right. That was something big as well. Would it be wrong to ask someone to come round at 3 a.m. tomorrow and do my hair and makeup? You know, like when you're a girl and it's your wedding day? Bit of champagne?
Yeah.
Or like Adele, who apparently, is it her makeup artist has a key to her house and just, she wakes up and she's got full hair and makeup on. Scott Mills here. Worst case scenario, Chris, if the dentist can't do my front tooth, if he can't cement it back on today, can we go to a joke shop and get some of those false teeth?
Yeah.
Joke shop, ho!
Like the vampire ones?
Yeah, those.
Yeah.
Or the ones that are like comedy too big. And get some fart powder while we're there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Elliot. Travelling to Bristol. Liam's been on Twitter saying, Thursday morning with Radio 1 snore. I don't think that's any kind of slur on us. I think it's just that it's a bit early. Hope not, anyway. Morning to Tom, driving to London from Gloucester this morning for his new job. And also Victoria and Ben on their way to the airport to celebrate one of theirs 25th birthday. Doesn't say whether it's Victoria or Ben, but happy birthday. You know when you get a song in your head? At the moment, because it's on TV all the time, mine is, Let It Shine.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's about to happen again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Talking of Let It Shine, which starts this weekend on BBC One.
Nice.
Thank you. Have you heard Greg James doing his Mark Owen from...
Of course.
From Take That Impression?
Of course, but I can't believe we're talking about it now.
I've got a clip of it, and it really...
He first performed this at Radio 1's big weekend last year.
He did.
To us in the studio.
When Take That came on with Sigma.
I just did this little impression, and it stuck all year with us. It's so good.
So come on, get it on. Don't know what you're waiting for. Let it shine. Have a lovely week, everybody. Have a nice weekend. Ooh, weather's nice, isn't it?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Dan Davis on Twitter. Wake up. Also, Andy Ellis off of Welsh Pool. Good morning. And Sam on Twitter, who dreamt that I was the governor of Kuwait last night. And you were my assistant.
Me?
No, Sam was.
Oh, sorry.
M.O. And who do you think of on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show? It's Scott Mills here.
The assistant.
Yeah, he's the assistant, and I'm the governor of Kuwait. Think about it.
Right.
I know.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we've got a caller on the line who is going to pick the next song on Radio 1. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Chris.
Hello. Where are you at the moment?
I am in Petersfield in Hampshire.
Oh, big up the Hampshire Massive. Are you passed by Fleet Services yet today?
Do you know, I haven't been past Fleet Services for ages, Scott, but when I do, I shall pop in and see your bridge.
Yeah, my bridge is still there. It's the I've got a bridge, by the way, if you don't know this.
I believe it's reopened now as well, hasn't it?
I'm pleased you mentioned that, Alex, because, yes, the bridge is now fully reopened. If you're not aware of this, I have a bridge named after me on the M3 at Fleet Services. There's two plaques either side, connects north and southbound. It's a bridge off the 70s, but I love it.
Yeah, I just thought it would be funny to continue your legacy one day, and Fleet Services agreed to name the connecting bridge after you. It was ravaged by fire recently.
It was. Nobody was injured, but they did have to close the bridge for a while. I visited there myself just before Christmas. But you're right, Alex, it's now completely open.
And I shall make sure to visit this year.
Definitely. Hey, did you hear the show yesterday with Tom Daley?
I did. He's a super bloke, isn't he?
He's a super bloke. And I hope you're following his tip that he gave you yesterday, his fitness tip.
The first thing I do every single morning is have a glass of lemon water.
That's what you've done today, Alex, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Starts my day off lovely.
Keep eating those lemons. Right,
absolutely.
So I had yesterday Adam and Telford making the right decision, and he went with me. So today's celebrity gamble is a rollover. So today you could be playing for the choice of Rob Beckett, Gabrielle Aplin, or Sean Paul. Really surprised that no one's chosen Sean Paul yet.
Oh, no.
Catch is, right? If you gamble, you won't know which of these celebrities you'll get or what they've picked until it's on the radio. So before you make your decision, here's a clip of my song. This is what I want on today.
Not bad.
It's not bad, is it?
Nicki Minaj and Starships.
That's a good song for the morning.
Thank you.
A good choice from you, actually. Way better than your one yesterday, which surprisingly got chosen.
Fuse ODG. I stick by it. All right, so what are you going to do? You're going to choose mine, which is Nicki Minaj, or you're going to choose either Rob Beckett, Gabrielle Aplin, or Sean Paul, but you don't know who's going to be on.
I don't, but I do quite like Sean Paul, I must admit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying as well, surely.
Well, don't go with him.
And I'm a pretty gambling man as well. I like a gamble, so I'm afraid, Scott, I'm going to have to gamble this morning.
Hi, I'm Rob Beckett.
Good morning, it's Gabrielle Aplin.
Good morning, it's Sean Paul.
Morning.
Morning.
Wagwan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Gabrielle.
Morning, mate.
Everything good?
Hello, it's Rob Beckett here, and the song I want to hear this morning is Royal Blood, Figure It Out.
How do you feel about that, Alex?
Awesome. Yeah, that's superb. I love Royal Blood.
Excellent, right. Well, you made the right choice then. Have a good day.
Yeah, and you guys, cheers.
Keep eating those lemons.
I will. Nothing here to see, just to kill out me. Trying to cut some tea, trying to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you. I'm still, I'm here trying to figure it out. Getting hard to sleep, blood is in my dreams. Love is killing me, trying to figure it out.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today is Thursday, which, if the normal pattern continues, would suggest tomorrow is Friday. And I think everyone needs a weekend after that strenuous 3-day week we've all had. Some people just two. Sinead, what have you got?
Well, I had a long chat with Celebrity Big Brother host Emma Willis yesterday. Obviously, we've been talking about it kind of all week. And so, just went through all the different housemates and how she was feeling. She was very, very excited. But she said launch night was so cold. Do you remember what she was wearing? Just a little sequin jacket.
Yeah. And she's out there for 2 hours.
Yes.
But she can hold it together. She is so good because it's just effortless. That's a hard show to do.
Yeah.
It's 2 long hours. And also, the thing about Emma, she genuinely has massive passion for that show. She used to watch it years ago when it was Davina as a She's a proper super fan of
it. She loves it, exactly.
And you can tell.
And also, can I just say, the most amazing eyes I think I've ever seen in my life as well. Absolutely stunning. Now, first up, I want you to find out who her current favourite was. Have you got any idea who you think it might be?
Oh. Oh,
and
I don't
Angie.
Know. Yeah, Angie, Angie Best.
Okay, no.
I couldn't believe we got James Cosmo because I've watched, like, I love Game of Thrones. I could give you the whole script of Braveheart. Like, I'm a massive fan of his. So I was just like that. What? Why? How come he's doing it? Why does he want to do it? What are you talking about?
I think a lot of people are a bit like that about James Cosmo. Why are you doing this? But he seems to be okay. But he seems to be quite popular. But fans are a bit annoyed on Twitter that he's the second housemate to be edited out. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. You'll just have to watch the show.
Yeah, basically, all the other people have to choose one person that has to sit in a chair in a beige kind of outfit, and they don't take part in anything.
Yeah,
and they take it really badly.
It's quite mean.
Who do you think the housemate she's so far most intrigued by? Bearing in mind there are more people going in tomorrow.
I reckon Stacey, just because she probably doesn't know who she is. So naturally intrigued.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
You going Stacey?
I will go Stacey, yeah.
Okay.
Ray J, I didn't know. I mean, I knew about him, obviously. But I didn't know what he looked like. I'd not seen him. I didn't know what age he was. And
you haven't seen the video?
I haven't seen the video. So when I saw his VT, I was quite surprised. I don't know why, but I thought he was like mid to late 40s, and I just was unaware. And then I kind of saw this bundle of energy, and the crowd loved him.
I quite liked him, actually.
I was quite
surprised by him, and I thought, yeah, he might be quite fun. So anyway, more to come tonight, and tomorrow we are expecting more housemates to come in.
Have you got any idea who it might be? Is the Beast from The Chase going in?
The names I've heard are Malika, who's friends of the Kardashians, Sam
brilliant.
Thompson from Made in Chelsea.
Is the Beast going in?
Right, that's the rumour.
Yeah.
But it's because there was a silhouette, and it looked a bit like him the other day.
Oh, my word, if the Beast goes in, I'm all in.
Yeah?
What a legend.
I think he's denied it, but then he would.
Okay, next up, we've been chatting to Tom Hardy. His new show, Taboo, starts on BBC One this Saturday.
That looks good.
Yes. So if you haven't seen the trailer yet, it's a period drama with a British man returning to the UK after a long time away. So it might sound a little bit like Poldark. Well, Tom Hardy's character is what you might call the anti-Poldark. He's really, really angry in this. So think kind of like Bill Sykes in Oliver Twist type, sort of dark, and he's got a dog like running around after him. It looks fantastic, though. And he created it alongside his dad, who is called Chips Hardy, if you didn't know.
He's got a dad called Chips?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's called Chips?
it's like
what a brilliant name.
That's what I mean. Tom Hardy is just brilliant, isn't he?
I watched that film, Legend.
Oh, he's so good in that.
Over Christmas, where he's both of the Krays.
He's amazing.
Awesome.
So, now you might remember earlier in the year, pictures of him in nothing but a loincloth.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Okay. I do.
Well, that is from this TV show.
Brilliant. You're lucky there was a loincloth because I didn't want one.
Yeah, yeah,
I was in Tilbury in the docks.
In -5.
With nothing on. It's not a period drama, right? Until someone gets naked and covers himself in blood, it's not serious. We were just trying to eke out any drama that we could out of any opportunity, and none of that makes the cut. I don't for good reason. Anyway, crack on, mate.
When you see those shows and you're like, oh, that looks so good, right? That it's 4 a.m. in the morning and they're in Tilbury docks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not glamorous.
He is so tough, Tom Hardy. He's like, no loincloth, this won't be real unless I'm like completely naked.
Cool
like,
job,
no.
though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What a trooper.
And the TV producer's like, no, we actually need to put this on telly. Now, finally, the next one might surprise you a little bit. The UK's most successful debut artist of 2016. I'm guessing most people wouldn't be able to guess who this is.
Jack Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett's a good shout.
No, and bearing in mind we've had albums from Skepta that won the Mercury Prize. Zayn Malik, of course. Blossoms.
Oh, yeah, him.
Great year for them. No, Bradley Walsh, host of The Chase, took the top spot. He released his first album, Chasing Dreams, in November, and it was the only UK debut by a British act to go gold. That means sold more than 100,000 copies. So the record is like covers. So you've got Frank Sinatra cover on there, Barbara Streisand and all that kind of thing. So, you know, a good album perhaps, that people bought for their auntie or granny or granddad for Christmas.
So that's Bradley Walsh from The Chase is the most successful debut artist of last year.
Yeah, Chasing Dreams as well. Good name.
Yes,
absolutely
Dreams.
Smashing it.
Yeah. The Scott Mills
Daily. So, I now have a little announcement for you. This person is going to be hosting the Radio and Breakfast show with me tomorrow from 7 a.m. and playing us new music for the very first time.
We're going to start from the bottom and work to the top on this one, so repeat up. So tell me when it kicks in. Give a little time to me. We'll burn this out. We'll play hide and seek to turn this around. Cause you need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. All my one and only. They say she's in the class 18. Don't laugh with my love. I'm out of touch. I'm out of love. Dirty, I'll remember to switch on Radio 1. Baby, now.
Right, well, this is mad, isn't it?
This is just massive.
Right, so somebody called me yesterday and was like, oh, by the way, don't tell anyone, but you've got Ed Sheeran coming in for 2 hours on Friday. And I was like, what? So this is happening. So his last album sold over 10 million copies worldwide. Number one in 15 countries. Received 59 platinum certifications. That's big. 3 sold-out nights at Wembley in July 2015. Approximately 270,000 people with nothing but just him and his acoustic guitar and his loop pedal. 4 Brit Awards, 2 Grammys, 2 Ivor Novellos, and he's joining us tomorrow for a large chunk of the show. He's going to be here between 7 and 9 tomorrow.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And the fact
he's been away for a whole year, hasn't really said anything on social. He puts up a blue square on Twitter.
Everyone goes mad.
126,000 retweets there. Everyone wants to hear from Ed Sheeran, and he'll be on this show.
So he's been sharing these videos with what people think are the alleged lyrics from his new song. And he has said on that previous video where he just held up a sign, I'll be releasing new music on Friday.
It's so exciting because obviously we want to hear the new music, but we also want to hear what he's been up to over the last year. I mean, he must have some right stories from his year off.
Yeah, so we're going to delve into all of that tomorrow, and we're going to play some tracks from the new album. So many people already, it's just gone out on Radio 1's Twitter, they're like, oh my God, I'm so hyped for this. Ed Sheeran on Radio 1 tomorrow. Can tomorrow hurry up now? That's from Amy. This is massive news, says Ben on Twitter. And people from around the world are now, like, texting in and tweeting in already
with
this announcement.
It's really exciting. Everyone's going to be listening. Ed Sheeran.
Right, so set your alarm for 7 a.m. for Radio 1 tomorrow. Ed will be here live, co-hosting the Radio 1 Breakfast Show and playing us new music for the very first time. You don't want to miss this. Nobody else has it. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
There's been so many rumoured stories about what he's been up to on his year off as well.
Yeah, he's had a whole year.
It's like a gap year.
We'll get all those stories. Also, what we thought might be nice, if you have actually been on a gap year recently, would you text us with your best story, please, from your gap year to 81199? Maybe you went snorkelling by the Great Barrier Reef. Maybe you made some new friends in Hawaii. Maybe you just
found yourself in Koh Samui. Yeah,
maybe you did a bit of backpacking on the Koh San Road, yeah? I'm sure that Ed Sheeran can top your story. But maybe yours will be better. Maybe you can story top Ed Sheeran. If you have been on that gap year, send us your story. We might put it to Ed tomorrow. Text 81199.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, lines are now closed for our NFL competition. In 3 songs, I'm going to phone one person back. If your phone rings, you have to answer. Absolutely must answer with the following word. Helmet.
Which is all good, because NFL, yes.
It's going to be awkward. Imagine you are on the bus on the way to college. Helmet.
It's how you deliver it, I think.
On the train, maybe commuting into whichever city you work in. Helmet. It has to be the first thing you say. Don't say hello. Don't say, morning, Radio 1. You've got to say helmet. And then you will win 2 tickets for the ultimate NFL weekend to any of the games being played in London this year. Not only that, you get a tour of the home team locker room and you get to see the players warm up on the sidelines. I'm going to be calling a randomly selected number after the next three songs. So if you entered to win this NFL contest, there is a real chance that I could call you. We're going to call someone. It might be you. So it's well worth taking the risk, right? If your phone rings, it's probably going to be a withheld number. Just take the risk. Answer the phone with the word helmet. That's the word you have to... Well, I'm not going to make it easy for you, Emmy. I'm going to make you work for these tickets.
I love this.
Right. So I'm going to call someone back after the next three songs. If you don't say helmet, you're not going to the NFL. That's happening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
Okay, it's time for this NFL prize, which is huge. I ask you, which team won the Super Bowl in 2016? A, Denver Broncos, B, New England Patriots, or C, Seattle Seahawks? If you texted NFL A, followed by your name and age, I might be calling you back right now. Denver Broncos. So if your phone rings and you answer with the word I gave you at 8 o'clock this morning, you are going to be going to an NFL game of your choice in London with loads of exclusive access. I'm talking a tour of the home team locker room. You will see the players up close on the sidelines. You'll probably be able to sniff them. I can't guarantee that. This is pretty tense. Don't say the word and you are not going. In front of me, I've got a list of randomly selected phone numbers. If you know someone, or if you entered this competition, make sure you are looking at your phone now or they're looking at their phone, because it might ring. If it rings, it has to be the word. Otherwise, I'm afraid I go to the next person for this massive NFL prize.
Yesterday, the first person we called didn't pick up. It's horrible. It's so tense.
Yeah.
Don't want to miss this call.
Just got to say the word. You know the word. I told you at 8 o'clock. Okay, let's call someone. Here we go. Come on. Don't go straight to voicemail. Okay, good.
Is it cut out?
It rang once.
It's cut out.
Is it cut out? It just went bloop and then off. Hello?
I think we're going to go again.
All right, let's go again. Remember, it has to be that word. Otherwise, I can't send you to NFL. Okay. Phone. Please, I'm begging you. It's gonna ring out.
Why would you not?
Maybe they're just taking their time. Plucking up the courage.
It's Dermot O'Leary on the other side.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
you said hello.
Come on.
I'm so sorry.
You need to use the key word.
Are we going to go again? Okay, we're going again.
Right.
So this is massive NFL prize, exclusive access, any show in London. Tour of the locker room show.
Show.
It is a show.
If you're an NFL fan,
it's
this
a
is
show.
A massive, massive prize.
It's a show.
You.
Okay, we're going again. Please say the word. Come on. Come on. Oh, I told you the word. You entered the competition. God. I know people have busy lives, but you'd want to go to this one.
Miss this one. Imagine they're on the phone to their mum or something.
Oh. No, they're not answering. Right, what are we going to do now? Okay, we're going to do one more. One more. Please answer your phone with that word. It's important. These are all people that have texted in for this NFL prize.
So
you
many
know?
People want to win this.
Like, the people, this there are people texting in now, so frustrated, going, why aren't they answering? We're going again. Okay, good. Come on.
Hello?
No!
No!
What are you doing?
Okay. We'll do more after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I wish you could see our text system right now.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
I can't believe these people. I'm staring at my phone. Jamie in Aberdeen. Please, I'm begging you, ring me. That's from Jess. Well, someone's phone is going to go again. If you've entered this competition, I might be ringing you now. I've got to tell you as well, in 10 minutes, this prize is off the table. It goes.
We want you to win this.
I really do.
We really, really do.
You've done the hard bit. You've entered the competition. All you've got to do now is answer your phone with that one word. I'm enjoying this. Okay, let's do another one. Come on, answer your phone. Okay, we're calling someone now. It's just one word. That's all you need to say. One word. I can give you this NFL prize. Still ringing. Thursday. Notorious for people not picking up their phones.
Do you think someone's in an awkward position? Next to their manager right now. Can't say the word.
They'll be looking at their phone.
Hi, it's Greg. Sorry, I can't
tell you. No. Oh, Greg. You were one phone call away, mate. Let's go again. Just trying to give away a massive prize to the NFL here. Come on. One word.
Helmet.
Yes! Winner! Come on! Who are you, please?
Mike from Liverpool.
Hey, Mike from Liverpool. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
No one's ever reacted like that to that word. No. You must be so happy.
Yeah, definitely. I can't believe that the other guys and girls haven't answered the phone.
No. So when your phone rang just then, what did you think? You're like, oh, God, I've just got to answer it with a helmet. I've just got to do it.
Well, yeah, that was the first thing I was thinking. There couldn't be any other response, could there?
Not really.
Where are you right now?
Currently sat in bed waiting to get ready for work for this phone call.
Right, okay. Buzzing for you.
You must have. Your heart must have, like, skipped a beat when the phone started to ring there.
Not where to radio, but, yeah, it was.
Right, so you're a big NFL fan, right?
Yeah, I've been to America to go and watch it before, so...
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah, you're fully into it. Right, so I can now award you the ultimate NFL weekend to any of the games being played in London. It's your choice in 2017. You'll get a tour of the home team locker room and you will see the players warm up on the sidelines. Sorry to everyone else that didn't answer their phone. They will be absolutely kicking themselves. But, well done. You're going to NFL. Worth staying in bed for, right? And watching the phone.
Yeah, thank you very much.
No worries. Have an amazing time.
You too.
Thank you.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam. Jam Slam. Jam, you're going down.
Ooh, we got there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You've just got to be brave and answer the phone with that word, haven't you?
I need to calm down a bit. I got way too into that.
Yeah, I'm drinking coffee and probably I need probably like a chamomile tea right now instead of the caffeine, really.
Jim on Twitter says, shouting no at the radio in unison with Scott Mills and Chris Stark, hashtag JanSlam, hashtag helmet.
Yeah. I mean, it's an awkward word to answer the phone with, but come on, guys, this is NFL.
Have you got the moment that he answered the phone? Because I think that was my favourite.
It was good, wasn't it?
There's never been a reaction to that word.
Yeah, I'm going to get
quite,
it for you.
Quite like that.
Right, so we're going to play Mallory Knox and Giving It Up. That's the next song. And then directly after that track, I'm going to tell you what tomorrow's prize is on Jam Slam. And once again, it's incredible. I've got the moment for you. So this is Mike. Imagine what was going through his head when this happened.
Helmet.
Just sat there in bed.
Helmet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mallory Knox on Radio 1. Good morning to Lewis, who is in bits laughing after shouting helmet down the phone to his phone provider. And Georgie, who just answered with helmet to Scottish Power, who would just call in to see how she is.
Aww.
Sorry about that.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam!
So, Mike in Liverpool was sat by the phone in bed, patiently waiting for our call. Oh, those other people that we called are going to see a missed call on their phone and be like, oh, no.
He's had a proper productive start to his day, though, right?
Yeah. So Mike said the magic word.
Helmet.
And he's now off to the NFL with exclusive access. But we go again. Remember, an incredible prize every day in January. Like every single day, we've got something brilliant. So your next prize is 2 tickets to this year's FA Cup final at Wembley Stadium.
This is absolutely mad. Every football fan wants to go to the FA Cup final.
I told you these are big prizes. You'll also get a behind-the-scenes tour at Wembley. You'll get a photo with the trophy pitch side. You've always wanted to do that.
Mate, that would be my profile pic sorted for life.
And we'll even get you to London. Now, obviously, you know more about this than me, but I know from talking to you about FA Cup over the years, this is the one.
Well, I've always wanted to go. It's really, really hard to get tickets to be able to go to the FA Cup final. Watford got all the way to the semis last year, then got knocked out. I would be desperate to win this. It's one of the biggest sporting events of the year. The whole of the UK is going to be watching it.
So,
and you could be there.
I know. This is how you do it. I've got a question for you. Which team won the FA Cup final in 2016? Is it A, Wigan Athletic, B, Arsenal, or C, Manchester United? If you think it's Wigan Athletic, text football A, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Arsenal, text football B, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think Man United, text football C, followed by your name and age to 81199. The question again, which team won the FA Cup final in 2016? A, Wigan Athletic, B, Arsenal, C, Manchester United. Also, we're planning to get Alan Shearer on the show tomorrow as well. That'd be pretty cool.
We'll casually slip that in.
Yeah, yeah. We can do anything.
It's looking awesome.
Chris, we're Radio 1. Listen, we can do anything. Texts will be charged at your standard message rate. Only one text will be counted per phone per day. If you enter more than once, the others will not be counted, but you will still be charged. You must be 16 or over to enter. All the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website. Now, once you've entered, you have to listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I will give you a word that you need to answer your phone with if I call you back live on the radio. And good luck!
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, I've got a mate, right, and basically we were talking about this yesterday. I've got to be so careful, though, because I'll get in so much trouble.
You always do this with your mates. Like, I've got a mate, right, and I can't say their name, and then by the end of it, you've said everything.
Yeah, but I'm going to be really careful with this one, so I'm going to call him Hernandez.
Why?
As a sort of fake name.
Right.
Anyway,
you getting that's Bruno Mars. That's Bruno Mars' real name.
Is it?
At end of it, yeah, it was on Real or No Real.
Picture of him popped up on Facebook a couple of days ago, right? And what I love about it is it's basically my mate Hernandez at the duck pond doing what I know is the same set date routine he does for all dates. So what he does is he goes to the duck pond with whoever he's dating at the time. I think because it works.
Is that a good first date?
It must be.
Because he loves the animals.
Because he keeps doing the same thing over and over again.
Okay, without... Obviously, we're not saying his real name, so how many girls do you think he's taken to that duck pond?
Oh,
that's one.
I really hope he's not listening.
How many?
Probably, like, maybe 3 or 4.
Right.
It's well rehearsed.
And it's the same ponds, same ducks.
I think the same pond, the same ducks, and he goes there, and all I can assume is it's a good place to take them because, I don't know, you can sit on a bench, you can show a softer side to yourself.
You can chat, well, you're not allowed to feed them bread anymore, are you?
You can chat, but there's a reason why you're there, so it's not so awkward.
Yeah. Actually, this...
You can't feed them bread, you're right.
You can't. They give you special mix now. This happened to me recently. I took some bread along, I wasn't with a girl. And I was with my...
Just on your own?
No, I was with... I was with my niece, actually. Thank you. My seven-year-old niece. And they were like, no bread, mate. No, bread's off now.
Yeah. No carbs.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got another friend who I'm not going to name him either.
Yeah, you see, it's tricky.
I have mentioned this before. He always takes them to the fair. Now, how does that work? Because fairs aren't on all year round, are they? They're not, are they?
Well, unless he searches it out. I quite like the idea of having an arrangement with someone at the fair, though, so that when you do the hook-a-duck or the shooting thing, you can win a prize guaranteed. So right. You pay them beforehand, so make it look like you're going to win.
My mate's done this with about... I'm saying... 6 to 8 girls. So he takes them to the fair and wins them a soft toy because he's particularly good. What's the one where you've got the pincers and you have to move them to get the toy?
Oh, that's really hard, that right. is. You always think you're going to nail it and then it slips
and then
away.
And it falls, right? So he's particularly good at the pincer one. So they always come away with a soft toy.
Does he practice at home? He's got a machine in his house just to impress.
Yeah, second date, guaranteed. He won me a toy with the impossible pincers machine. And it is impossible, but my friend near...
Whoa!
My friend Neo, that's what he does. Another one of my mates.
But it's the same set routine because
every time.
It's going to work, it's going to impress, it's going to get results.
Another one of my mates always takes them for breakfast at dinner time.
Okay.
So, because it's less formal than dinner. So you go to a place that does like all day breakfast. Like even in the
States, an all day breakfast.
Yeah, but even in the evening. So she can have whatever she wants. She can have, if you want some sausages, you can have your full English.
Yeah.
If you want your pancakes with your syrup,
yeah. You
can have that. And the girl thinks he's a little bit quirky because he has breakfast for dinner. There will be people listening to this right now thinking, oh God, I do that as well. Repeat place for first date. Or you'll know someone that does.
Radio 1.
A lot of people do go to the same place every time for different first dates.
It's amazing how many people are willing to fess up about the set routine that they do. I've got a friend called Gary who calls it the set menu. It's quite a nice way of describing it. You know, the same set routine you use on a date.
Right.
Jess has been on Twitter saying, I always go bowling, even though I'm the worst bowler ever. Basically as a test, because she says a lot about them if they let me win. So she likes them, I think, if... they let her win at bowling. It's
okay.
A clever idea. Go to bowling, test them like that.
Hey, listen, at Radio 1, we have access to the biggest stars in the world. And if I say, of a Thursday morning, I want Sam McTrusty from Twin Atlantic on the phone, boom, he appears. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
You right?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel good.
You feel good? How long have you been awake? Be honest.
No, about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
It's okay.
Had any breakfast yet?
But it's probably the earliest I've been awake in about 2 or 3 weeks, especially with, like, New Year, Christmas, all that jazz.
Yeah, OK. Well, you're doing Live Lounge later, so you need to warm up that voice, darling.
Yep.
But we're talking about these specific places that you go on first dates. Is there a place that you go every time?
I now feel like mine sounds uber romantic and strange, though, compared to, like, going bowling or...
No, I like romantic and strange. Tell me what it is.
It just needs to be something that works for you.
Well, there's this place in Glasgow. It's right in the city centre, and it's a really old building. It's called The Lighthouse, and it kind of does what it says. It's got this kind of massive tower. It's a spiral staircase. And for some reason, I've just always gone there. I don't know what it is. Once you get to the top, it's like a view over the city. I didn't realise it sounded this kind of creepy and romantic, but at the time, it's quite a good place to go and test the waters with someone new, because if the person moans climbing the stairs, then I know it's not going to...
It's not going to last.
Right.
It's not going to work, man.
Because of the climbing. And when you're at the top of the tower, do you tell the person that you're in a band, you know? Put your music on, that kind of thing.
No, you get to the top and go, listen here, lady, I'm in Twin Atlantic.
No, definitely not. I was just saying to someone, it's probably the number one thing I avoid talking about most days of life, never mind on like a first date.
Do you think, because then it'd be too easy?
Were you listening to a conversation I was just having?
No.
So when you...
But you know, in Scotland, guys, come on, it would be too easy.
But when someone,
band, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So Sam, when someone says to you, "What do you do as a job?" What do you say?
I say I'm a musician. I'm a musician. which actually sounds even weirder to me because I'm kind of blagging this whole thing all the time. So to say something like, oh yeah, I'm a musician.
I'm a musician. Hey, listen, we're looking forward to your live lounge today. Can you tell us your cover, please? Because people want to know.
I can. We're going to be attempting to cover a song called Waste a Moment by Kings of Leon.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It's quite intimidating because whenever we've done the live lounge before, we've done a pop artist, like, seriously poppy. I think it was, we've done two female artists as well, so this is a bit more of a challenge to do an actual credible band a band that was toured with.
Yeah, you do go down the pop route often, so this is going to be great today.
We'll see how it plays out.
Right, well, I know that Clara's looking forward to seeing you, and we're all looking forward to hearing this at 12 o'clock today. Twin Atlantic in the live lounge. Thank you, Sam, for being so honest about your first day experiences.
Yeah, I don't know why I was.
But no, it's all good. You won't regret it. All right, we'll see you a bit later, all right?
Cheers, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Clean Bandit. There's a glitch in the system, and that's now going to be number one forever. That's Rockabye. I think it stopped. I think someone needs to give whatever computer it is, give it a bit of a turn it off and on again or something.
Yeah, great song, but someone needs to reboot.
A little bit, I think. It's probably just, you know how when you come back to work after Christmas and it's like, guys, can anyone get the internet working? It's going really slow. I think that might be what happened here.
Yeah, can someone update the chart? Clean Bandit's still number one.
It's 9:15 on the Radio and Breakfast Show with Scott Mills, in for Grimmy. He's back on Monday. Good morning, Ali Plum, movie expert.
Good morning.
Ali. Rudely, I almost ignored you completely while coming through the big glass doors here at the BBC this morning because I didn't recognise you.
It was a 90% blank.
And he went, oh, hello. And I turned around and went, oh, sorry. It's because you had hat and headphones on.
Yeah, hat and headphones. It's January. It's like freezing.
It was like Craig David in 99.
so similar. You have no idea.
So it's obviously we're giving away amazing prizes in January on Jan Slam. Because January is rubbish. No one's got any money. The festivities are over. The tree is down. And that's why you're here, just to tell us about some films that you can just veg out on the sofa and watch, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to spend any money, there is something called iPlayer. Are you familiar, guys?
Yeah,
you know it, yeah.
That's the one that's from the BBC, isn't it?
That's right.
Love.
Yes. Love.
I love it.
iPlayer. There are movies for free on the iPlayer. They are good. It's as simple as that.
See, right. How mad is this? I didn't know there were full-on movies on iPlayer.
Well, I thought, look, obviously there'll be some that have been shown on TV that will be on there, right?
Some.
That happens. Some.
Yep. Some.
Okay. But the others are?
The others, I don't want to deal with the licensing stuff on air, but
they're on there.
They're on there. We've got two great ones I really want to call attention to. Pride, which is this amazing story of some LGBT folk who have in the 80s who go to Wales to help with the miners and the miners' strike. It's so feel good and so much fun.
Do you know, I've actually got a list of films because I'm generally staying in at the moment a lot. So that's actually on my list of ones next.
There's one. Also on the BBC iPlayer is Alan Partridge, Alpha Papa, the Alan Partridge movie.
Oh,
that's
wow.
There.
I've not seen that either.
There for you to watch, totally for free. And if you're, you know, looking for something for the kids, there's Kung Fu Panda 2, Mega Minds, and loads more. There's loads going on iPlayer. But if you happen to have Netflix, there's also Eddie the Eagle, which was great last year, Sing Street, which is another 80s feel-good movie, and if you feel like it, every single episode of The Fresh Prince.
Is that?
Really? Your January is sorted, guys.
I didn't know that.
That's Netflix for you. And then Amazon Prime has some really good movies. The Hateful Eight, which is the Quentin Tarantino Western from this time last year. Argo, which won Best Picture at the Oscars a couple of years ago. Interstellar, which is that Christopher Nolan, Matthew McConaughey space thing. That's on Amazon Prime. We've got so many good movies to just make a nice divot in your sofa with and watch a lot of good stuff. That's
I've
not
said
one.
This before, but over Christmas and New Year, I have been moments away from tweeting you going, help me, because I'm flicking through and I'm like, no, I don't fancy it. No, because I can't really tell. I mean, I sometimes watch the trailer and I read the description. I'm like, what would Ali think? Because I don't want to waste my time.
What would Ali think?
That's what
we should all be thinking.
So I actually skimmed past Eddie the Eagle yesterday. Is that good?
He's good. Go for it.
Yeah?
Highly recommended. Hugh Jackman's great in it.
I'm actually writing these down. Look at my phone.
I'm going to tweet my recommendations and then it's sorted. It's there.
Okay. Cool. Thank you so much, Ali.
My pleasure.
Actually written down Alan Partridge, Eddie Eagle and Pride.
Yes, I've got a day of Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Retro.
Nice. All right. Thank you very much. Movies to watch on your sofa in January.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Day.
Daily.
We have Ed Sheeran co-hosting the whole show for 2 hours tomorrow and playing us some brand new music. This is mad.
Oh, it's madness. He's been away a whole year, and then all he puts up, there's a blue square, 126,000 retweets.
Mm.
There must be a year's worth of stories that guy has.
But just think, you've got one more sleep before new Ed Sheeran music. It's so like excited. Christmas again. That's tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, 7 o'clock. Ed Sheeran will be with us. So yeah, he's had like a year hiatus. He's had a year off. Mm. He's probably had the best gap year ever. So I'm looking for some people that could maybe come on with Ed tomorrow and try and top his gap year stories. So maybe you have been on a gap year recently or over the last couple of years. I want you to come on and possibly out-trump Ed's stories about his gap year.
So we need one story from your travels. So maybe you wrestled a crocodile in Goa.
Yeah.
Or it could be that you bumped into someone really famous. Because obviously Ed meets loads of famous people. You might have bumped into David Beckham in Milan.
Thing is, right, he will have amazing stories about his year off. So yours have to be good. I mean, I bet your trek in Borneo was brilliant, but that's not good enough.
Yeah.
Like, we need to be like, I got wrestled to the ground by a koala in Queensland.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for.
That kind of thing. It needs to be one specific story that you can out-trump Ed with.
It's the story that whenever you're with, like, new people or with a bunch of friends, it's the story you always tell because it's a great story about your gap.
Yeah. Or you're chatting up someone in the pub. It's needs to be that story.
You'll never guess what happened to me when I was interrailing across Europe. But it needs to be a good story.
Do you reckon that's what Ed Sheeran's going to be like tomorrow? Maybe he's changed completely. Maybe he's got a voice like that.
Maybe he has, from
travelling.
Yeah.
I've totally found myself.
I've been with the elephants. Anyway, so Ed Sheeran's here tomorrow, and we're going to get his gap year stories, because he has had one. But God, I want yours too.
Scott, that's got me thinking, what about his new music? I mean, could it be completely different? It could have more of a spiritual vibe now. And
I don't know.
We'll
hear some tomorrow. But we're looking for amazing gap year stories, and we're potentially going to call you and see if your story is better than the stories that Ed Sheeran's been up to in the last year. Text us on 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, it's all about Ed Sheeran playing us some new music and with us live from 7 on BBC Radio 1 on The Breakfast Show. Scott Mills.